Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rocket Propulsion Elements by George P. Sutton is a classic engineering reference that explains how rockets produce thrust and how real propulsion systems are designed, analyzed, and tested. Widely used in aerospace curricula and industry, the book connects fundamental physics with practical hardware, covering both chemical rockets and other propulsion approaches. Rather than treating propulsion as abstract theory, it emphasizes the full engine system, propellants, feed and pressurization methods, injectors, combustion chambers, nozzles, cooling, and performance measurement. Readers are guided through the logic behind design choices, typical configurations, and the trade-offs engineers must balance, such as performance versus reliability, complexity, cost, and safety. The text is especially valued for presenting propulsion in a structured, problem-oriented way, making it useful for students building core competence and for practitioners needing a dependable refresher. It also helps readers interpret engine specifications and understand why different missions demand different propulsion solutions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, thrust and performance fundamentals. A central focus of the book is the performance framework engineers use to compare engines and predict vehicle capability. It explains how thrust arises from momentum change and pressure forces, and how nozzle expansion turns hot gas energy into directed exhaust velocity. Key measures such as specific impulse, effective exhaust velocity, characteristic velocity, thrust coefficient, mixture ratio, and mass flow are treated as practical tools, not just definitions. The discussion highlights how ambient pressure, altitude, nozzle area ratio, and operating point affect delivered thrust and efficiency, and why sea-level behavior can differ markedly from vacuum performance. The book also connects propulsion metrics to mission-level outcomes by tying them to propellant mass, staging, burn time, and the constraints of tanks and structures. Another important theme is losses and non-idealities, including finite combustion efficiency, boundary layer, and divergence losses in nozzles, pressure drops in feed systems, and how these show up in test data. By organizing the topic around measurable quantities and engineering approximations, the book helps readers move from equations to credible performance estimates suitable for preliminary design and for understanding real engine data sheets. Secondly, propellants, chemistry, and combustion behavior. The book treats propellant selection as a systems decision shaped by performance, handling, safety, and logistics. It covers common oxidizer and fuel families, typical combinations, and the reasons certain pairs dominate different mission classes. Beyond energy content, it emphasizes practical properties like density, storage temperature, vapor pressure, compatibility with materials, toxicity, ignition characteristics, and long-term stability. The combustion discussion connects chemical energy release to chamber temperature, molecular weight, and the resulting exhaust velocity, clarifying why high temperature alone is not enough and why average molecular mass matters. It also addresses mixture ratio and how running fuel-rich or oxidizer-rich shifts temperature, soot tendency, stability margins, and cooling feasibility. Another important aspect is combustion efficiency and the mechanisms that reduce it, such as incomplete mixing, finite reaction rates, and heat losses. The text links these ideas to hardware choices, including injector design, chamber geometry, residence time, and operating pressure. It also highlights operational concerns such as ignition transients, start sequencing, and the potential for hard starts. Altogether, the treatment helps readers understand how propellant chemistry and physical properties propagate through the entire engine design and influence performance and reliability. Thirdly, feed systems, pressurization, and turbopumps. A rocket engine is not only a chamber and nozzle, but also the machinery that delivers propellants at the right pressure, flow rate, and mixture ratio. The book explains the main feed system architectures, including pressure-fed systems and pump-fed systems, and the trade-offs that guide selection. Pressure-fed engines can be simpler and robust, but may demand heavy tanks, while pump-fed engines reduce tank pressure requirements at the cost of complex rotating machinery and control challenges. The text describes pressure losses through lines, valves, filters, and injectors, and how these losses shape required tank or pump discharge pressure. It also outlines pressurization methods, such as using inert gas or autogenous pressurization, and the associated impacts on mass, thermal management, and operations. For pump-fed designs, the treatment introduces turbopumps, turbines, and typical power cycles at a conceptual level, showing how energy is extracted and routed to drive pumps and how cavitation and inlet conditions can constrain design. Valves, regulators, and sequencing are presented as part of an integrated system where stability and controllability matter as much as peak performance. This topic equips readers to see feed design as a critical determinant of engine mass, reliability, and achievable chamber pressure. Fourthly, injectors, combustion chambers, and stability. The interface between feed system and combustion zone is the injector, and the book treats injector choice as one of the most consequential design decisions. It explains how injector elements promote atomization, mixing, and controlled combustion, and why uniform distribution across the chamber face is essential to avoid hotspots and performance loss. The discussion links injector pressure drop, element type, and spray pattern to mixing quality and combustion efficiency, while also noting practical constraints such as manufacturability, erosion, and sensitivity to contamination. Chamber design is presented as a balance of residence time, heat transfer, structural loads, and integration with ignition hardware and cooling channels. A significant portion of the engineering challenge is combustion instability, where acoustic modes can couple with unsteady heat release and create destructive pressure oscillations. The book outlines the nature of low-frequency and high-frequency instabilities, and the kinds of design and test practices used to mitigate them, such as injector pattern adjustments, baffles, resonators, and damping approaches. It also frames stability as a requirement to be demonstrated, not assumed, emphasizing how test data, diagnostics, and iterative design changes are used to reach an engine that is both efficient and reliably stable across operating conditions. Lastly, nozzles, cooling methods, and materials limits. The nozzle is where thermal energy becomes thrust, but it is also where extreme temperatures, heat flux, and mechanical loads concentrate. The book explains nozzle geometry, expansion ratio, throat sizing, and how these choices affect performance across altitude, including the risk of flow separation in overexpanded nozzles. It also describes how real nozzles depart from ideal assumptions due to boundary layers, divergence, and imperfect expansion, and how engineers account for these effects. Thermal management is treated as fundamental. Without effective cooling, chamber and nozzle walls would fail quickly. The text covers common cooling strategies such as regenerative cooling, film cooling, ablatives, and radiative approaches, emphasizing when each method is appropriate and what penalties or benefits accompany it. Material selection is connected to temperature capability, strength at elevated temperature, oxidation and corrosion behavior, and manufacturability, especially in throat regions where heat flux peaks. Structural considerations such as pressure loads, thermal stresses, fatigue, and creep are framed as real design constraints that can dominate configuration choices. By tying nozzle performance to heat transfer and materials, the book shows how propulsion design is a coupled problem where thermodynamics, fluid mechanics, and structures must be solved together. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aerospace engineering students, propulsion specialists in training, and practicing engineers who want a rigorous, design-oriented reference. It also works well for technically minded readers who already have core physics and calculus and want to understand how rocket engines are actually put together and evaluated. The main benefit is that it builds a complete mental model of propulsion as an integrated system, showing how choices about propellants, feed hardware, injectors, chamber pressure, nozzle geometry, and cooling cascade into performance, mass, reliability, and operational complexity. That system's view can improve design intuition, strengthen analysis skills, and make test results and specification sheets more meaningful. Compared with many modern overviews that focus on broad concepts or a single niche, Rocket Propulsion Elements stands out for its comprehensive coverage of conventional rocket engine components and its emphasis on engineering trade-offs and measurable performance quantities. It is worth buying because it remains a dependable baseline reference you can return to when doing preliminary sizing, checking assumptions, or preparing for propulsion interviews and coursework. Its enduring value is the way it connects first principles to practical design decisions across the entire engine. If you would like to support George P. Sutton, you can buy the books through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.